Yeah. Okay, so yesterday we had a kasha. We had a kasha of her steer between two sugyas. And our sugya, last from the Gemara, that if they were covered the mace, and there was no hazmana before going in Rovet, and there was no hazmana beforehand, there was no sophis dimos. So there was no hazmana beforehand. So the Gemara says that after the mefan of the mace, so then it's mutter, because Rashi says because it's sabi v'le yazmane. There was no hazmana beforehand, so just putting in the mace, that's sakoy ba'alma. Nonetheless, it's l'chayrim mash mavur in the Gemara, that it's only after they are mefan of the mace that the kever is mutter. But while the mace is in the kever, it's also. So mukhid the Gemara is kasha, because the Gemara says that it's talking about the rabba b'mace. And the Gemara asks, rabba b'mace? So ma'yir yehoisif, even without hoisif, it should be also. And the Gemara answers that they were mefan in the mace, and Rashi explains it's sarbi b'le azmane, which means it's not koi ba'al. So if it's sarbi b'le azmane, so why so what was the kasha in the first place? If it wasn't hoisif, it's sarbi b'le azmane. Apparently, it's mashman the Gemara. That while the mace is there, it's rabba b'mace, while the mace is there, out of the kever is also. The whole nidun of tzai b'vali asmane is after the mace was removed from the kever. That's what he says in the Gemara. I said yesterday, the Fili Ramban, maybe there's a back door. That maybe the Gemara in the Kasha thought that they were covered the mace permanently, and the teretz of Afagav the Pani is no, they were covered the mace, I'm gonna ask the Fanis. But that Ramban, with the Ramban aside, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, the way the Ran learns the Gemara, the Chara is a deek here in the Gemara. And it says that if there's a deek here in the Gemara, that the heth is only after they're mefan of the mace. On the other hand, by tefillin, which is the source for this idea of tzar b'vilei azmanei, by tefillin, the Gemara in Bracha says b'feirish, that by tzar b'vilei azmanei, you're allowed to be tzar, mois, and the tefillin together in the same kiss, in the same afrakos also. Here Rashi says you have to make a knot that they shouldn't touch each other. But mitzad, the kedusha of the kiss itself, since it's tzar b'vilei azmanei, the kiss has no kedusha, and you could have tefillin and mois in the kiss at the same time. So how do I steer between the two Gemaras? That's the kasha that I had yesterday. So I saw afterwards the Mishnah Berurah of Emes asked this kasha not in the two Gemaras, but the Mishnah Berurah asked the kasha as a steer in Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha at the end of Siman Mem Beis, he asked the steer in Shulchan Aruch. That on the one hand, in Siman Mem Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Tefillin that Tzar B'Vilei Azmanei is mutter and it's mashma from the steemus of Shulchan Aruch, that it's mutter even b'shas maisi, even while the Tefillin are in the kiss, since it was Tzar B'Vilei Azmanei, so you're allowed to put mice in the Tefillin, you're allowed to put mice in the kiss at the same time. On the other hand, in Yeridea, in Shin Samach Dalet, I think, by the halacha of by Agamar, when they cover the mace, Talmanas Lefanoisoi, Shulchan Aruch says if they were cover the mace, Talmanas Lefanoisoi, then after the mafan of the mace, the kever is muter ba'ano. So mashma, while the mace is there, the kever is also ba'ano. So the Mishnah Berurah asks the steer. What's the difference? So he doesn't mention the steer in the Gemara, but the chayav this steer that the Mishnah Berurah is asking in the Shulchan Aruch is ba'emes the steer between the two sugyas. So that's where Shulchan Aruch is coming from, because you see in the sugyas themselves, there seems to be a distinction. So I had a few thoughts about this. Maybe we'll see more even. But one possibility I thought is maybe you could say like this. That, yeah, yes.
Would you say that it's
says perish in brachos. Gemara says that it's mutter to put tzayir odom tefillin and mois barfen kasosai. So you could put tefillin and mois at the same time in his kafiyos and whatever it's his head in his hat. Well, like Abraham Lincoln used to put his letters and his carry around stuff in his hat. So your person could put his tefillin in his. I mean, I don't know if it means while it's on his head. Anyway, it's kafiyos. It says that tzayir odom tefillin and mois barfen kasosai at the same time. Again, Rashi says that you have to be careful that tefillin don't touch the mice. That would not be proper. But the Kalpanim says you can be sorry the tefillin and the mice at the same time. And the Gemara explains because the Tzar B'Vilei Azmanei. So there it's Mukhuk that the Tzar B'Vilei Azmanei that could be there at the same time. And the Agamar says that the only after you're mafad of the mace, then it's mutter. And before that, it's not mutter. So I thought a few things. First of all, I thought maybe you could say like this. That what's the aside of the head of Tzar B'Vilei Azmanei? So Rashi says because it's not koi ba'alma. I look at it as an akoy ba'alma. Since he put the tefillin into the kiss without any, without a hazmana, so I look at it. It's mikru. It doesn't really mean anything. He's not embroidering the kiss into a tashmishik dusha. The same thing by the mace, since he put when he takes out the mace. So it becomes an akoy ba'alma. Yeah, the Ramban says only if you put the mace in a manas lefanoise, and right from Rashi's mashma, even if you put in the mace shloyal manas lefanoise, but the mace there was no hazmona. Now when he takes the mace out, it becomes an akoy be'alm. So I thought maybe the svar of the Gemara was that what will be the mashal if the mace will never, the mace will stay there, they'll never be mafan of the mace, and the mace will stay in the kever, you know, until tchias ha-mace. So all that time it's going to be akoy be'alm. That's how we're going to look at it. We're going to look at it. So you're glad to be mishamish, you're glad to be netted from the kever, because it's an akoy be'alm, the mace is in this kever. Forever, it's for the centuries past, it's going to be akoy be'alm. So maybe the Gemara thought that by a mace, you can only say it's akoy be'alm after they take the mace out, so then it's like igloy milsu that it was an akoy be'alm. Since there was no hazmona beforehand, and they took the mace out of levasoiv, so then the fact that the mace was in this kever is an akoy be'alm. But before the mafana of the mace, we can't say, oh, you're allowed to be mishtamish in the kever because the mace being in this kever is an akoy be'alm. The mace may be here forever. So how can it be an akoy be'alm? So you need the being mafan in the mace to be megal. No, it's like ambivalent. Closing the mace in the kever, there's a possibility the mace may remain here forever. And if the mace will be here forever, it's not an akoy be'alm. So if you're mafan of the mace, so then it's nisbar, since there was no azamada before it. Especially if the Ramban was Manas Lefanoise, but even without the Ramban, according to Rashi, since there was no Hazmona beforehand, and at the end of the day they took the mace out, so we can now say that it's the mace being here was a blip on the screen, which didn't mean anything. But if the mace will be here forever, it's not Shaykh, and the mace might be here forever. So therefore, that's why by us it's possible to the Gemara, they have to be Mefan in the mace in order to be Mata the Kevin. Mashenke by Tefillin, that's for sure, he takes the Tefillin out of the kiss, doesn't leave the Tefillin, don't stay in the kiss forever. Even a kiss shall Tefillin, you take them out once a day to put them on. So there it's possible to say that even while if you put the tefillin without any hazmona and it's considered to be an akoy be'alma, then we could look at it as an akoy be'alma even while the tefillin are in the kiss. That's possibility number one. I'm just throwing out. I thought maybe another possibility. Maybe we'll see behemshach or glayim dolah. But maybe there's a different chiluk. We saw before that Rashi Shita is that the issur of Meshamshe HaMeis, Tachvich HaMeis, and the Kever of the Meis, is really the definition of the issur is not so much Meshamshe HaMeis. The definition of the issur is the Kever of the Meis. Rashi learns that there's no special limud for Taisus holds, there's a special limud for Meshamshe HaMeis. We learn out from Meshamshe HaVadazar. We learn out Shom Shom from Meshamshe HaVadazar. Meis Gufa is from Egar Ufa, Meshamshe HaMeis is from Meshamshe HaVadazar. So Lefi Taisus, the getter of Misham Shemes, is that there's a special limud for it called Misham Shemes. Rashi learns that everything's learned out from Egla Rufa itself. There's no special pasuk for Misham Shemes. So we explained in Rashi. So how do you know Taka? So where does everything else come from? If the pasuk is from Egla Rufa is Gufa Kedusha. How do you know the Isser of Misham Shemes? So I thought Behechrach B'Pshat is Rashi really says it. That the getter of the issur is meis v'chola nikbar imoy is also b'hano. So really, the getter of the issur is the kever of the meis, the kever of the meis, the god of the meis that are nikbar with the meis. Whatever is nikbar with the meis, it goes into the vatikover shamiryom. It all goes into the issur of issur. The Gemara calls it mishamshim because functionally the Gemara wants to make a distinction. Gemara says mishamshim mishamshim gamin and by hazmona. It's not the gufa kush, it's not the gufa meis. It's the things that are nikbar with the meis. But the Geder Isser, which when the Gemara is Mechal between Gufat Dush and Meshamshim, as far as that distinction is concerned, yeah, Tachrichim and the Kever, they're not the mace itself. And, you know, they're not the mace itself, so in that sense we call them Meshamshim. But the definition of the Isser, really, the way the Torah presents it, is not so much an Isser of Meshamshe HaMace. The Isser really is Kever of the Mace, or the Nikbar Imam Mace. Whatever is Nikbar Imam Mace has a halacha of Meis v'chala nikbar imoy has an isser hano. So now maybe there's a story to say that in a case where there was no hazmona and they were covered the mace without any hazmona, it was tzar b'vile hazmona. They were covered the mace without any hazmona. There was no haisof and the dimos, and they just were covered the mace without any hazmona of the kevin. So with hakalax and hazmona. But while the mace is in the kever, it has a shem kever. Because that's a mitzias, that when the mace is in the kever, it has a shem kever. That's what it is, it's a kever. The place where the mace is buried is the kever. When you take the mace out, So now already it makes a difference. If you were mazmin the kever from beforehand, so then and it was chala hazmana, either with hazmana l'chud according to Abaye, or with hazmana v'mais according to Rava. So you designated this as a kever. So then it's a kever be'etzim. So even if you're from five of the mace, it remains, it retains the shem kever, because that's the. When it's not bakroi, but it was designated to be a kever with hazmona according to Abaye, or with hazmona mais according to Rava. But what makes this a kever now is that it was designated to be a kever. So then, even when it's not, even if you took the mace out, but this fish. This monument was designated to be a kever. So it still has a shem kever and it retains the Yisra HaNa. But when it was done by Akroi, so after you mafada the mace, it's no longer a kever because it was never really a kever intrinsically. But nonetheless, while it's in the kever, while the mace is in the kever, you can't say this is not a kever. The mace, it is a kever. And if it is a kever, speaking of shamish functionally, it is serving right now as a kever. If right now it's a kever, so then already, if right now it's a kever, so then it's also Bano, because it goes into Vatikava Shamir. Masha'enka, by Tfilin, the Isser of Kishil Tfilin is Misham Shik, is Tashmish Dusha. There the definition is Tashmish Dusha. Tashmish Dusha, by definition, is where it was earmarked to be Mishamish Dusha. The fact that the Tfilin is in the bag is not what asks it. Put Tfilin in my. If it happens to be the Tfilin fell in a bag, it becomes also. What asks it is that this kiss is a tashmishik dusha. What makes it tashmishik dusha is hazmona. If it was akroy be'alma, then by definition it's not tashmishik dusha. So there, even when the tefillin are in the kiss, if there was no hazmona and it's akroy be'alma, then it's not tashmishik dusha. So then it's mutri v'mishas ma'is. Now shenken over here the word is not tashmishik ma'is. The side of the yisur is kever shel ma'is. So while the ma'is is in the kever, it's a kever, and it's also b'ano. It's only after you mafana the ma'is and the shaila is it still a kever. So that'll depend. If it was earmarked to be a kever with hazmona according to Abaye or hazmona ma'is according to Rava, then it's still a kever and it's still also. But shenken, if it's an akroy bi'alma, there was no hazmona, it was time of hazmona, so it's an akroy bi'alma. If it's an akroy bi'alma, so the mace, and now the mace is gone, so now it's not a kever. What is it, a kever? It was never earmarked to be a kever, and the mace not here. So if the mace not here, and it was akroy bi'alma, so then it stops being a kever. That's the thought that I had. So I want to show you. I think we could find a raglayim with over in the Hemshech Gemara. Let's go back to the Gemara, and I'll show you. I think maybe there's a big makom for this in the sugya itself. So the Gemara says, Toshma. Achetz of kever loaviv, behola of the kover bekeverach, arezul yikover beilams. So the Gemara thinks that it's hazmona, it's like going back to the mace. The reason why it's also is because hazmona milsa. So it's a raya by kasha nova. So Rashi speaks out. Rashi here doesn't speak it out, but Rashi in the previous moment spoke out. So why only love it? But the reason why it's also is because hazmona milsa. So then it should be also like cover. Why is it only a chaytzev kever love it? A chaytzev kever for anybody like cover by alums, because it's also it had a hazmona for that mace. So Rashi in the Chanami. Rashi on the previous order in the Chanami. Kesalka Daitach. That's the Kesalka Daitach now in the Gemara as well. Kesalka Daitach, that it mentions Ovid only as an example. Urcha de Milsa. People are usually Chaytz of Kever Le'olah, not for strangers. But in the Chanami, the real Yisayda Isir is Al Sazman and Milsa. It's nothing to do with the fact that it's Ovid. Lefi Abaye, L'chor is not only a Salka Daitach, that's Demis. It's not only a Chaytz of Kever Le'olah. Lefi Abaye, that's really Demis. Chaytz of Kever for anybody. So my answer is, also mishum kveid aviv. Loilam has mana lad milsa, and by a regular person it wouldn't be also. Here it's a special case. Let's keep it up. Says Rashi, yeshloch mishum kveid aviv yeshloch. Aval mishum isuri hano leko, ki gerim chotzu l'shem meis achem etchilu loy. So the Gemara Chanami was tavor. The Ketani say from mishum kveid aviv. Afa chaytze v'vanim loy, v'halach v'kaver b'mokam achem. Reiz loy kaver ben olamis. Nobody says that there's hazmona and tovil arigol. You can be mazmin the kever itself. You can mazmin the beg and the mace. You can't be mazmin the threads that are going to go into the beg and the mace. So this can't be this. Even according to Abaye, you can't say that the reason for this ister is because of hazmona and milsa. Even Abaye is going to have to say the reason for the ister is askibud Abaye. It says Rashi, Tovel Achaitz of Avonim in a Har, Litnes Kevel of Avonim Ha-Reza. Tovel Riga Miklam, Anam Afila Bayi Lek Omer Ela Ba'erik, the Orik Chazi Lumeis. Avol Tovel Pishton Le'erik Begit Lumeis, Le Omer Tevi Azmon. Comes out a funny thing, the quaint Habayi, the halach of the Tanakama, that Achaitz of Kevel Aviv, is really not only by Aviv, it's by anybody, because that's Manim Ilsa. And halach of the sefer of Shulam Leo, afa chaytzer b'vodim in a high. That's taka only by Oviv. Lefi Abayi is a little bit strange. It was Lefi Abayi in the ratio, chayu really is labdaf. Chaytzer kevel Oviv, not only Oviv, as money mills is true about anybody. So why did it say Oviv? Well, but then when Shulam Leo says afa chaytzer b'vodim in a high, that's taka only by Oviv. Maybe you'll say that. Maybe you have to say that it said Oviv al stav Shulam Leo. The emes is the halach is to anybody. But the point is, Tanakhama says that it's only, even by Oviv, it's only the Avonim itself, not the it's only the Kever itself, not the Avonim. And Rav Shmuel says, no, by Oviv, it's even the Avonim and Ahar. Okay, right, Toshma. Kever Chodesh Mutter Bahano. Says Rashi, Kesalkadai, Fechafilu Zimnei Lemeis. Even if there was a mace, and they made the Kever, Binyan L'Chari, otherwise Karkoilim, they built the Kever for the mace. So Kever Chodesh, nonetheless, is Mutter Bahano. Hittel by Nefel, Osir Bahano. If they were actually Mat Nefel in the Kever, so that's already a Maisa, then it becomes Osir Bahano. Hittel Imlai, Hittel Loi. So it sounds like a Perisha Raya Terova. You need to have not enough to have Azmana, you have to have a Maisa. Afakav the Hizbin. Says the Gemara, who had in the Afakav the Loi Hittel? Really, Azmana Milsa. And if you would make a Kever for a Maisa, the Kever would become Osir even without Hittel. So why does it say kever chodesh mutter b'hanah? Says Rashi, the kever chodesh to come kishe chotzul adam chay istam kishe istarech. Yeah. So what's the seifa? Let's pick up the Gemara. I'm in the middle of the Rashi. We'll go back to the Gemara. Ula puki mirav shim gamliel da'omer ein l'nefalim tvisas like ever kamash malon. So Rashi explains. V'hai da'omer hitul. So why did the Rashi say hitul? Really, you don't need hitul. You need hazmat enough. Hazmat alone is enough to ask. So what's the point of hitul b'nefal? Says Rashi, "Mishun the boy lashmin on the nevel typhus kivrei loisroi afal gavshe pineu unlapukim Rav Shimon b'seches aholis." Rav Shimon says that a nevel doesn't have tefisas hakever. So according to Rav Shimon, even if you would be hittel by nevel, it will be mutter b'hanah because a nevel doesn't have tefisas hakever. So the Tanakhama wants to tell me a chiddush. No, hittel by nevel was a chaitz of kever stam while a chaitz of kever l'chai or stam is mutter. But if you were a chaitz of kever for a nevel, and you were hittel by nefel, and we're going now in Abai. Right, we're coming now in Abai. So according to Abai, it really has mana milsa. So why do you say hittel by nefel? Really, even if you mas the kever for nefel, it will be awesome. But it says hittel by nefel to tell me koyched rabbanan that even by hittel by nefel, loy mi boy by hisman le nefel, but even if it was hittel by nefel, it's still awesome. Not like of Shimon Gamliel, who holds that Hitl Benefel is Mutter. Racha Shepineo. So now, here's the thing. Chayitz Meduyik and Rashi, that even according to Shimon Gamliel, it's only Mutter, Acha Shepineo. But while the Nefel is in the Kever, even if Shimon Gamliel, it's Rashman Rashi, even if Shimon Gamliel would agree that the Kever is awesome. Why? It's Mefurshin Rashi. The Tanakhama is coming to tell me the Nefel Teufis Kivrei Lo'isrei Afal Gav Shepinei Ulamar Ula Pukim Reb Shimon. Why did Rashi bring in Afal Gav Shepinei? What does that have to do with anything? Sounds like Rashi holds, because even if Shimon Gamliel, who says that Ein L'Nefalim Tvisas HaKever, it means they don't have tefisas hakever la'achas shepineu, and that's what the Tanakhama is coming lefkei from. But ba'oid shanefel b'soich hakever, Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan would both agree that the kever is osur b'ano. What's the gather adav? Manusha. If Shimon Gamliel holds that a nefel doesn't have tefisas hakever, so what's the difference if the nefel is in the kever or not in the kever? If a nefel doesn't have a din kever, so it should be mutter across the board. I thought maybe here is a mokum achiza to the work that I was saying before. It's not that a Nephil doesn't have a Kever. A Shem Kever, you can have my Nephil too. What a Nephil doesn't have is Tfisis HaKever. Tfisis HaKever means that you can, Tfisis HaKever means that the mace is Kainis Mekoyman. Mace is Kainis Mekoyman. That a Nephil doesn't have. It's not Kainis Mekoyman. That's Tfisis HaKever. A normal mace is Kainis Mekoyman. You're not allowed to be Mefadah of the mace. Why are you not allowed to be Mefadah of the mace? Because the mace is Kainis Mekoyman. So it has it, by a Nephil, it's not such that Nephil doesn't have Tfisis HaKever. So when the Nephil is in the kever, so lemaisa it's a kever. What's the difference between a kever and not a kever? The mace is in the kever. Kever is also by not shalshon from meaglarufa. But after you mafad in the mace, so what makes it a kever? Only what makes it a kever after you mafad in the mace is tfisas a kever. But the mace was kind of the kever. That a Nephil doesn't have according to Rishim Liel, and Tanakhama says you know Nephil has that too. So I think we can put this together with what I said before. Now it's very gishmak. Has mona milsa you need for tfisas a kever? To say that this is a kever be'etzim, that the mace was toifus to mokum, that you have to have a hazmon. Works very well with Rashi's terminology also, it's a mesira. But a kever that had a hazmona, so that means you were moisa the kever to the mace. So then the mace is kainet. That's tfisis a kever. By a choyba alma, there's no tfisis a kever. Because there was no hazmana, you would never moisture the kever to the mace. Even when the mace was in the kever, since he was only in the kever, by koiva alma, so there's no tfisis hakever. What it says, with Chor, it says in this Gemara over here by Nephil that there's two things. There's a Shem kever, not a Nephil has the kuli alma. While the Nephil is in the kever, about it's a kever. It's also about no. Then there's another halach, tfisis hakever. Tfisis hakever means that the kever belongs to the mace. And that's a machlokes, and a kavim shim liel, does a mace have tfisis hakever? So I want to plug in what I said before into this. Now we have some new terminology: tefisas hakever and kever. So I think this new terminology. So before I made up the terminology, I said when the mace is in the kever, so it's a kever be'etzim. When you take the mace out, if it was a koyba alma, then already it depends. And was it still a kever? That required that depends on a koyba alma, not a koyba alma. But I didn't have a terminology for it. I didn't have some mokum achiza for it. Now I have a terminology. When the mace is in the kever, it's a kever be'etzim. So that has nothing to do, who cares if it's a koi ba'alma or not a koi ba'alma. Even if it's a koi ba'alma, right now it's a kever be'etzim. But shenken, after you're mefan of the maze, so now the nidun is, so now it's not a kever, you're mefan of the maze. By nefil, if you're mefan of the maze, according to Mishim Malil, it's not a kever anymore. So now when you're mefan of the maze, what makes it a kever? The tfis is a kever. That a normal maze, that's not a nefil, or even a nefil according to the Rabbanim, a normal maze is koines mekoimai, that even after you're mefan of the maze, there's tfis is a kever. That it's coming to the mace. The mace is kainis mekayim, and it's the fact that the mace is kainis mekayim, and he has tfisis a kever in this mokim that makes it a kever even after the mace is gone. That doesn't apply when it's a koi bi'alma. If the mace was in the kever, be a koi bi'alma, there's no tfisis a kever. So kozman, the mace is there, so who cares? It's still a kever. But when the mace is out of the kever, if it was a koi bi'alma, there was no tfisis a kever. And that's the nidan of the sugi before. So that's so now we can plug that into the sugi before. It's very, very gishmak. The Gemara said that it was Roma b'mace. Right, Gemara, Roma b'mace? It was Roma b'mace. It's a kever be'etzim. Who cares if it was Azmana? Who cares if it was Tzavi v'liazmane? Who cares if it was Akrei b'yama? If the mace is in the kever, right, it's a kever. By definition, it's a kever. The Gemara answers, no, they were mefan of the mace. If they were mefan of the mace, so why does the kever remain also after you from mefan of the mace? As if the halacha of tfisis a kever. Tfisis a kever depends on Azmana, depends on Akrei b'yama. Was the kever nimsa to the mace? If it's an akoy b'yama, then there's no tefisas hakever. That's pshat, and that's what the Gemara says. That's pshat in the Braisa before. Roma b'meis. So if it was haysef b'dimus, so there was hazmana beforehand. So then it's not an akoy b'yama, so there's tefisas hakever. But if there wasn't haysef b'dimus, then it's an akoy b'yama. If it's an akoy b'yama, then there's no tefisas hakever after the mace is gone. But again, while the mace is there, about it's a kever. So I thought this Gemara, it's a very big siyu, and it gives me a framework. Before it was sort of arbitrary to say there's a difference when the mace is there, when the mace is not there, after the mafan and the mace mechates. Now I see from this, the way Rashi learns this Gemara, that this really has the reglaim of. When the mace is there, it's a kever. When the mace is gone, what makes it a kever is tvisis a kever. So I'm plugging into that. The concept of akoy be'alma, and for that matter, the concept of azmona, all these musogim we had in the Gemara before, that has to do with tfisis a kever. Was the mace kind of the mokum to be called this kever? That needs has the coin to abai, that happens, Ali day has manu l'chud, coin to rova, that needs has manu maisa, but a koi bi'alma l'kuli alma is nothing. is nothing. It's nothing in the sense of Tisa Kevin. But while it makes it there, about it's a Kevin. Okay, moving along. Let's go right there. It says that if they would give a mace for a mace, and there's money left over, they would give a mace for mace in general, so then that mace has to be used for mace. So it's not used for this mace, it's used for other mace, the class of mace. Mace are mace, liyosha, but if they would give a mace for a specific mace, then the money left over goes to the yoshim of the mace. So it's mashma that it's not also b'hanah. Chorot should be also b'hanah. Didn't have money. If has money milsa, then this money was earmarked for has money for kfuris hameis. Should have a status of misham shemeis or kever hameis. So how can the yoshim be nana from it? It's also b'hanot. It's eglaruf. So my answer is alchemai skin and shagov mechayim. Cases where they were going for the meis mechayim. So meilu wasn't necessary b'hanot. The gvir was mechayim. It's not Moshe Mason Mason, Moshe Mason Yoshua, but Tony locates it. Gobble the Mason Stam Zel Moshe Mason. The Mason. Gobble the Mason Zel Moshe Mason Yoshua. So, first in the Bryce, that they were going before a mace, not they were going before a person who might die. So, the Moshe says, it was Chotzeraya that has money to live Milsa. You see that the Moshe that they were going before a mace did not become Osir Bano. In fact, it's Octomor, Tamechem is safer. So here we have Tanoim, who tack a hole that it's problematic to use it. And you're not allowed to give it to the Yoshim. Maybe it's a Yemunuch, or maybe it's like maybe it's like Yigabe Machi, or maybe tack has to be used for some kind of extra kfura. Can't use it to Yitz. There's extra money to make a fancier funeral. But Al Kapanim, you can't give it to the Yoshim. Why not? Because it's also Bano. So from these Amarat Tanoim, you see that maybe Azmana is Milsa. So what's going on? Ela abayi matars l'tamei v'rovim matars l'tamei. Abayi matars l'tamei the kuliyam azmona milsi. That really azmona is milsa, and the mois l'chayor ought to become also b'ano. Tanakama sover the chazli tofes lechazli l'tofes. But the rabbanon hold that when you go even mois for the meis, so even mitzad the azmona shaboy, it's only the amount of money that's needed that goes into the azmona. The extra money didn't go into the Azmon in the first place. That was never l'chadchil. It's built into the giving over, the giving mayus for the mace, that only as much money as is needed, that's what's going to have that has Azmon. And the rest doesn't have Azmon at all. Rav Meir misafgali tofes yili tofes. And Rav Meir is not sure whether it's also b'hanor or not. Hilkach lo yigem hamach yovel yo. Therefore, you can't do anything with it. You can't give it to the Yoshim because maybe it's also b'hanor. Now, on the other hand, you can't use it for the funeral because maybe the Yoshim want it and maybe it's really coming to them. So therefore, lo yigabem, we know what to do. Rav Nosson pshitulei devadei tofes, and Rav Nosson holds no, but that there's avada hazmona, it's for sure also b'ano. Hilkach yasadimus al kivrei. That's abai. Rav mataras tamei. L'kul yama hazmona lav milsi. Everybody holds hazmona lav milsa, and there's no isra no in this money. But even though there's no isra no in the money, but there's still a dini moment over here that we have to reckon with. Even if there's no isra no, because hazmona lav milsa according to Rava, but nonetheless, when you go even mois for a mace, it seems from the Gemara. There's a certain dini mamonis. The mace does have schusim in this money. And therefore, we can only give it to the Yoshim if the mace is willing. If the mace is not willing, the mace has some kind of, not so clear to me how the mace has this schia, the mace is dead. How does he get his schia in this money? I'm not quite sure what the getter is, but that's what it says over here. When you go even mois for a mace, even without it, even if hasmona lav milsa, like Rava, but the money still, in a certain sense, belongs to the mace. And now we have to reckon with the mace's feelings. Is the mace willing that this money that was collected for him to go to the Yoshim, or should go to give him a fancier funeral? And not clear to me how the mace has such rights. How does the mace have rights in money that was collected for him after he's dead? It's the mace. I don't know. That's what it says over here. Kana kama sovi ki bozu le yachul yimachol zulus legavi Yoshim. May asim sakli yimachol yilay mochol. Hikachol yigabahem. Let's see the bottom Taisus. Moshe Meis Liyosha. In fact, Taisus. Taimu, Iba Govu Mois. What's the case over here? What did they collect exactly for this mace? Money, or they collected Tachrichim, the actual begonim? If the case is they collected Mois, so Tovi Lariga Mikol Vadoma. So Mois Lachari, that's the equivalent of Tovi Lariga. So even according to Abaye, Hazmon is nothing. So Adam and Moses, Abayim, Taras, and Tamei, that the whole price over here works with Asmon. What Asmon? It's Tavil Ari, it's money. The money is going to be used to buy the funeral gear. So what does it have to do? What does it have to do with Asmon? On the other hand, Ibegova Begodim, they were Mamish Gaiva the Begodim. So Echi Asatimus Lekibro, he said, how can Rav Nosson say that they should do it, they should use it for a Dimus Le. Dimas al Kibroi or to Mizal of Yayin, how can you exchange the Begodim for anything else? The Begodim became Osir Banoah. Once they're Osir Banoah, you can't sell them and use the money for something else. Nobody can buy those Begodim. Those Begodim are Etzim Osir Banoah. Oh, yeah, she look nice. Nobody's allowed to buy those Begodim. The Osir Banoah, the Begodim become Osir Banoah. Okay, it's the Dimil Sudafasu Amis, the Perekamana Biyavamis. Gemara says that once they were posted on the Mace, so it's, you can't sell it. It's Osir Banoah. So Manashach, what's the case of here? If it was money, so it's Tovi Lariga. And if it was Begodim, how could you exchange the Begodim for anything else? So Taisus two Teutzim. Reish Leimar, the Parsul Shain. First there in Taisus is that there's a difference between if they were pirates to beg it on a mace, then it's also Benoah, you can't sell it. But if it was only Hasmana, so even if Hasmana Milsa, like Abaye, Hasmana Milsa, that the beggar is also, but you can still sell the beggar and use the money for something else. Not clear why it lets you make a difference. What's the smart? Doesn't the mace what?
How could
you have begotten? I guess actually somebody gave two suits, or two people gave a suit. Two people gave a kittel, so one. So now we have too many. So that's my ceramics.
Then you would have been porous on the mace, and he needed one.
No, over here they weren't porous on the mace. Pirates has been raised. The Gemara says in Yevamah is that if they were pirates that beggar on the mace, then it's also by no, and you can't sell it and use the money, and the beggar becomes also forever. So over here also, the same thing. If they were if Hasmona Milsa, Taisa thought on the Kasha, then it should be the same thing. Hasmona Milsa, and the beggar is also forever. Taisa, no, there's a distinction. When the beggar was on the mace, there were pirates the beggar on the mace, that's more than Hasmona. That's Hasmona Maisa. So then it's also forever. You can't even sell it. On the other hand, when it's only Hasmona Milsa, like in Agamar, which is Moshe Mason, they were Goyva begged for the mace, but didn't actually put it on the mace. So even if Hasmona Milsa and it's Osir, but you could still use it for other funeral things. You could sell it and use the money for other funeral things. So what's the difference? L'chor and Svar are hard to understand. We're going high that Hasmona Milsa, if Hasmona Milsa, to L'chor, that means that it becomes Tashmishi Hamase, even Ali Day Hasmona L'chud. And if it's Tashmishi Hamase, Ali Day Hasmona L'chud, so how are you allowed to sell it? The same way you can't sell Big Day Hamase after they're on the mace. So according to Abayla, Hasmona Milsa, how can you sell Big Day Hamase even before they're on the mace? It should be exactly the same. So what's the Chilik and Svar? I'm not sure. Maybe the pshat is, you have to say something along these lines, that even if Hasmona Milsa, when somebody gives a beggar to the mace, so the Hasmona is in the shavis of the beggar. That means I think it works better. Well, let me say the word. The Chori have to say that when the person is mazman the beggar, so the Hasmona the ikir is on the shavis of the beggar. The beggar now is mizumin for the mace l'shovya, but it's like a kedushas doma kind of. But you could still sell it, and when the beggar was on the mace, so then the beggar physically became the beggar itself becomes the osir b'ano. Now she'enkin by when they only goyve begodim for the mace, so they were just mazmin the begodim for the mace. So then the hazmona is not in the beggar itself; it's in the beggar doma. That goes into the Hasmona. The Hasmona itself, maybe by Govul especially, the Begad itself is, there's a Hasmona, but the Hasmona is for the Domim of the Begad. So you can't just use the Begad, you can't just give the Begad to the Yorshim, because the Begad did have a Hasmona, and Hasmona Milsa. But you could sell the Begad and buy something else, and the Hasmona will transfer to the thing that you're buying instead of the Begad. I think it works very, very well in the terminology that we had before in Rashi, that Hasmona is a kind of Hekdash. It's a kind of Mesirim. I don't know if Tosfos has to go all the way like Rashi, that Mamash has to go with Omer. I don't know if you have to go all the way to Rashi. No. Rashi, we saw Mamash very radical things. That Omer, Bayesel, Avodah Zorah, if there would be a Torah's Hasmona, it would become a Dor and it would be Tekrovis. That's a very big Zorah. I don't know if Tosfos has to buy into all of that. But at least the idea that Hasmona Milso is a kind of Mesirah to the Mace. when you're mazmin a beged for the mace. So the idea here is that you are being meiser the beged to the mace, and that's what makes it. That's how the azmana works. The azmana is a mesira. Oh, is a mesira to the mace. So it can be mischalik. You could be meiser the beged itself to the mace. Place mechadish that when the goyve begot them to a mace, so the mesira, the Ashi terminology, the hektish even, the mesira is he's being meiser the beged ledomov. Depends on the person himself. If the idea of hazmana was just that it becomes mishamshim, since it's meyuchad for the mace, it becomes mishamshim. So then it's hard to hear a distinction. Is this mishamshim or is it not mishamshim? If this beged is mishamshim mace, it's mishamshim mace. And if the hazmana became mishamshim mace, it became mishamshim mace. A little hard to hear a distinction that the beged is not mishamshim mace, the beged ledomov is mishamshim mace. You know what? And I take it back. Maybe we can say it even in those terms. Maybe we don't have to buy it. Maybe we don't need even to. It's better to not entangle ourselves in other things. We don't have to entangle ourselves in the Rashi about Hektish. We can say it's attractive, but maybe we don't need it. We can avoid that attraction. Maybe we could just say it. Just say the word by itself. It's that the hazmona. The extent of the hazmana depends on the das of the person who's being mazman. So when a person gives a beggar the mace, when they give a beggar the mace, when a person donates a beggar the mace, what's his das? His das defines the hazmana. Is the hazmana in the beggar itself, or is the hazmana in the beggar the dhamma? So Taisin the Chadash over here, that when you give a beggar the mace, when they make a collection, the people who donate beggar them to the mace, their das is to be mazman the beggar the dhamma. The beggar the dhamma, the shavis of the beggar, is mazman for the mace. But the shavis could transfer to another item. That's the concept of kedushas dama, that you can transfer when something is kedushas dama. What does that mean? It means the malakas of the thing aren't kedush. Shavis is kedush, and shavis could be transferred to another item. You can sell it, and the shavis transfers to the money. So here as well, if the hazmana was the beged ledomov, the person gave the beged, that was his intent. He gave the beged ledomov, and therefore now that beged has to be used for the mace. It doesn't have to be the beged itself that's used for the mace. The azmana was that the beged should be used for the mace, or the beged is mizum in the mace ledomov. If they don't need the beged itself, so they'll transfer it to something else. So that could also be a kind of azmana. If the das of the azmana was the beged ledomov, then that's how the azmana is. Mashenken, when they're actually pers the beged on the mace, that doesn't pen. That's already there. Well, even though there you also need azmana, it shouldn't be a koyv alma. You also have to have, can't be tzavir v'le'azmana, you also have to look at his azmana. We'll have to say, but when it actually pours the beggar on the mace, then it becomes already, it's not an akroi ba'alma. The azmana makes it that it's not an akroi ba'alma. And then already, since the beggar is actually on the mace, then the beggar itself becomes kadosh. Then it's not just the shavis of the beggar that becomes osur, but the beggar itself becomes osur. Akaponim, something along these lines you have to say over here. When the beggar is actually on the mace, then the beggar itself becomes osur. When the beged is only mezumen for the mace, so then the beged is osur l'shovyoy, l'domov. But the domim, the hazmon is chal b'ikir in the domim of the beged, and the domim could be transferred to something else. So you could take the beged, turn it into exchanges for a dimos, and then the hazmon will be in the dimos, not in the beged. That's the first teres and tesis. Yeah, Kalmar, if you use Rashi Lashonis of Masira and Hektish, then it's even, you know, then the Dimyan, you know, leaps right out at us. But I don't know that we actually need that, even without that. The Hazmana is defined by the Das of the Hazmana. And if the Das of the Hazmana was in the Shavis of the Beged, then the Isra Noz Chal in the Shavis of the Beged, not in the Beged itself. And when Isra Noz Chal in the Shavis of the Beged, then you can exchange it for something else. That's Teretz number one in Taisus. Then Taisus Teretz number two, Inami, Mois Adifi Mitovi Larigo, Yishim Dechosi Lemiknu Kol Mili. And money never has the netovi l'arigo. Money is the item, is the medium of exchange, and money never has a status of tovi l'arigo. So I think that also really depends on what's the chisaron of tovi l'arigo. This is also chiddush d'tosfos, that money doesn't have the chisaron of tovi l'arigo. So I thought, what does this depend on? First teretz in Taisus holds money has the chisaron of tovi l'arigo. It has a different teretz. The second teretz in Taisus in Chadish, that money doesn't have the chisaron of Tovi L'Arigo. So I thought, what's the chisaron of Tovi L'Arigo? Is the chisaron of Tovi L'Arigo that threads can't have a Shem Mishamshin? A beggar could have a Shem Mishamshin, but threads by Etzim can't have a Shem Mishamshin, since they can't actually be Mishamshin the mace. They just they could be used to make a beged. The beged is mishamish to mace, but the tovi can't itself be mishamish to mace. So that can't be called mishamish mace. If that's the shot, then what's the difference? Money. Money is the same thing. The money itself can't be mishamish mace. But maybe the chisaron of tovi lariga is not that it's a chisaron that tovi can't be mishamish mace. It's a chisaron in the hazmana. The hazmana is too remote. When you mazmin a beggar the mace, so the hazmana is very direct. I'm giving the beggar to the mace. When I'm mazmin tovi lariga, so I'm mazmin the tovi to make it into a beggar, to make it into a mace, it lacks in the hazmana. Because the hazmana of tovi lariga is remote from the mace. So if you use Rashi terminology, it's not a mesira. It's not a hazmana for the mace. It's too far away from the mace to be called a hazmana. It's too many steps removed. So then everybody, I hear Tosis Teretz. This is the last Teretz of Tosis. The money's never that way. Money is liquid. Money has a liquidity. And money, giving money for something is not called that you're two steps removed. To give money for something is like to give the item itself. Inside the mice has money, shavai. Since money is by definition a liquid asset. So that's not called that's already called the mice has money. To give the money is as direct as to give the beggar itself. To give the tovi is very indirect. I'm giving the tovi to make the beggar to be paras al mace. That's an indirect kind of hazmana. To give the money for the beggar, that's already a direct hazmana, because the money it doesn't take much to change the money into whatever you need. What the second?
I'm just a little bit confused about how that's different than the tovi lariga, because the tovi lariga is also.
Because tovi is like a mechusa maisa. Tovi lariga, it's a mechusa maisa. I have to take the tovi and then make it into a beggar. So my hazmana is not ready made. Even after I'm asking the threads still have to be made into a beggar. So the hazmana is, we'll call it mechusa maisa. So that lacks in the maisa hazmana. Hazmana that's mechusa maisa, you still have to do something else before it's ready for the mace, lacks in the maisa hazmana. But money is not called mechusa maisa, because money automatically is exchanged for anything. So that doesn't lack in the maisa hazmana. I think this is the yashus. That's what this last teretz in Tosfos, that's what it depends on. If the chisaron of tovi lariga is in the tefi itself, that the threads themselves can't have a shemesh shamshin, because they're not, only the beggar itself could have a shemesh shamshin, so money also can't have a shemesh shamshin. But if it's chisaron in the maisa has mono, because it's mechusar, another step, so by money it's not called that it's mechusar, a step. Yeah.
Could be that the second is also working with the first, that there's a, in this case there's hazmana for the dhamma, but not for the thing itself. That's why money is
again, by the case of tovi lariga, the hazmana was in the thing itself.
The thing itself isn't ready, but here you're being mazmin the dhamma, and the dhamma is always ready to use.
I hear. It's not in my house. You say it like that. Okay, let's see if I Toshma. Hoyu obi imi mazakim bekele mitzvah lachayim latzilim. Says Rashi, Mitzvah Lachem, I really know some Latzilim, but little me all of the Ein Hashavas Havei to God will Mitzvah. Alma is Manolai Milsi. The Milsi, Haleka Atzolam. The Zrika apparently is a Maisa, the Zrika is apparently a Maisa Hazmona. Tosis brings from this, this is one of Tosis' Raya, that Hazmona doesn't need a Maisa. He says, Mizakim Bekelem, where's the Maisa? See, the Ran says, that is a Maisa. The Ran says, that's called a Maisa. Mizakim Bekelem is called a Maisa. I don't know exactly what it depends on. This is not a maisa. It's a raya that you don't need a maisa. You need a netila. You know, you need to be neitalit. But it's not a. It's not a maisa. I don't know why Tosfos didn't bring the raya ready from the Gemara before about gavul lemek, gavul mois lemek. Where's the maisa? That's also raya. You don't need a maisa. Gavul mois lemek. Where was the maisa? Just like nois and kippah. Tosfos said nois and kippah is not a maisa. Unless it happened to be, maybe it was with the Maisa, but Taisa's not, this being to be nice and keep all the Sefer, Taisa is not called the Maisa. And the Ran says that's also called a Maisa, because you give it to the Gabbai of the Shul, that's also called the Maisa. But Taisa held that's not a Maisa. Taisa's Udan, maybe keep it means there was a Maisa, maybe there was a Shini Maisa over there in the Mishnah. That's the, that was the need in Taisa. So then Taisa would arrive from, one of Taisa's Rais was from, Oyu Ovavim and Bazakim Bekalim. But you see, Taka don't need a Maisa. And the case of Keeper was without a Maisa. I don't know why Taisa being arrived from Gova Mois Lemais. That's also not a Maisa. The same way giving a kippah to the shul is not a maisa, and the same way being zerik the kelim to the mace is not a maisa. So the chor giving mois is also not a maisa. Why didn't Tosfos bring that right? the Ran, when he speaks out that you do need a Maisa, but giving it to the Gabbai is called a Maisa, so he says, like being given a Maisa, giving it to the Gabbai, that's the Maisa. Because the Ran is giving it to the Gabbai of the Shul is a Maisa, giving it to the Gabbai Tzedakah is a Maisa. But Tosfos doesn't have that. So I don't know why Tosfos brings this Gemara and not the Gemara before. Anyway, that's a parenthetic point. But anyway, let's go back to the Gemara. Toshma. Hayu Abim Mizakim Bekalim Mitzvah Lachem Lassilim. So after the Gemara, Hosom Mishum Merarayu. It's not called Hazman at all, says Rashi. Mitoch Tzarim Mimoisim Kain Ve'ein Zu Hazman. What they do Agav Merirus, it's not really called Hazman. Frek the Gemara, Ihochi, Haina Tatani Allah, Omer Shimulil, Amed Ramum Shalay Nogo Bemito. Have a Nogo Bemito Asurim. Shimulil said that's only who Nogo Bemito. But with Nogo Bemito, then already that's called a Maisa. Why? But if there was no hazmona, it's agav mirayu. So even if it's a maisa, but it should be like tzar bevelay hazmonet. That's what Rashi means. V'im yishem mirayu loman esorim negiyas hamito. Without it, you need a hazmona beforehand. Otherwise, it's nothing. And for the Gemara, tirgam ulo b'mita nekberes imay demichlufi b'tachrichei ames. Says Rashi, b'mita nekberes imay shenoyse noyse bo lekfur. Regim hoyu lekoyver imay. Hilkoch afagav demishem mirayu. So it says in this Gemara that even if there's no hazmana, and normally if there's no hazmana, so tzar bevelay hazmana is nothing, but the begodim that were negei and the mita nikberes imoy are osur. Because that already looks like Tachrichei Ames. So, Gzeir D'Rabbano. So, I thought maybe if this Gemara, maybe we could say a new Teretz for the stir that we had before between the Gemara and Brachas and the Agamar. Anybody hear it? Let me get through. Gemara Brachas says that by Tzar Bevelay Hazmoneh, you can put the Mois and the Tefillin together. And Agamar says that if the Kaiva the Mace without any Asiyas Demas, without any Hazmonos, even though Etzim and Sarbi will Yazmane, and it's an Akaiva Alma, and if after you find the Mace, the Kaiva is Mutter, but while the Mace is in the Kaiva, it's awesome. That was the steer that we had. So we had a few Terutsum so far, but I think with this Gemara, there's a new Terutsum. Anybody make the. Not so far to leap.
Right.
It says in this Gemara. That even though normally if you put the Godam on a mace, it's not also without Hazmona, because it's Sabi Vilayazmane, but if you put the Godam on the Mitanik Beres Imoy, that already looks like Tachrichim. If it looks like Tachrichim, so even though there was no Hazmona, really it's Akoyba Alma. This Begit is on this mace, these Kalim are on the mace, these blankets, whatever, these Kalim are on the mace, they really only be Akoy. It was Agam Mirai, it was Akoyba Alma. So really it's Sabi Vilayazmane. But once it's already on the Mitanik Beres Imoy, that already looks like Tachrichim. People don't, even though Be'emes it lacks Hazmona. The emes is sakoy ba'alma, but once it's already the mitanik beres imoy, that already looks like tachrich emes. So I thought who had him? The kever itself, madoch the begodim that are on the mitanik beres imoy. So really, even though it lacks an azmona, but mirabon, it's also because it looks like tachrich emes. So the kever itself, if it lacks azmona, but it's michl for the kever emes. Says in the Gemara, once you're already talking about the mitanik beres imoy, then the fact that it really it lacks hazmona and it's a mikra bi'alma, but already now it's the mitanik beres imoy, that already looks like tachrichim. You can't be matir such a thing. Midrabbanan, that's also. So the Chazal is the same thing. They were kaver a mace in a kever with an nefesh on top. So yeah, emes. Really, if you look at the backstory, it's really there was no hisafas dimos and there was no hazmona, and it's really like tzar bevelay hazmoneh. But right now you have a mace under a nefesh. It's michlefi be kever a mace. The same michlefi they have in Hagamah. So that's why it was pushed to the Gemara. The while the mace is there, about it's also. After you mafad in the mace, then already we don't have this kzer. Then we go back to being done. Well, was there hazmona? Was there not hazmona? That's tzar bevelay hazmoneh. So I thought maybe we can remember my beer here, because I knew Teret to the steer in the Gemara. Let's finish the Gemara quickly. Toshma, kish asa nich by twilin, asa nich by mois, nich by twilin, nich by mois. Ey, ma soy, nich by twilin, asa nich by mois. Kriyav chista. Toshma, omel umar aseli tikshul sefer, na tikshul twilin, ashlin ish tamish bim kodesh, mutu ish tamish bim chel. Ish tamish kodesh, asa ish tamish bim chel. So here we have a fair shabraiso, that has mono lad milsa. And for the Gemara Tanoim, you're right, it's Taka Machalikas Tanoim. That already is going to bring us up to the next part of the Sugya, Lishma. Why is it going to be connected to the issue of Hazmana Milsa to the issue of Lishma? This is a Mitzvah all by itself. That Lishma is totally an Hazmana Milsa. That's the next piece of Gemara, the Taisus and a lot of Yishayim. Okay, that's the next level. I really should give you Mar Mekaymus. Just preliminary Mar Mekaymus. I'm not even sure maybe tomorrow wants to shiur because you're going to need time just to get into this. This is like, Mam, this is a Shasagir. And Hazmana Milsa was also a Shasagir, but now it's really a Shasagir. You need to see the Taisus over here. This in Mukhi Yosef over here. There's a Melchames and a Ramban in Sukkah and Daftes, I think. Lishma. I'm gonna have to put together more Ma'ar Mekaymus. Okay, clean that up. Put together more, but just to be starting. Okay, fine. We have our work cut out for us.